Good morning, student. Today's lecture is Chemical Control of Plant Diseases. Plant diseases is an impairment of the normal state of a plant that interrupt or modify its vital functions. Plant diseases control is an amendment process in crop yielding without complete or partial eradication of pathogen or control measure of diseases. One cannot get good crop yields result without proper control amendments of diseases or pathogens. The major aspects of plant diseases: to eliminate or eradicate the pathogens from the plant to control the diseases and loss the crop yields of the pathogens. The principle of plant diseases control strategy can be divided into two groups based on their effect on the development of resistance to control measured by the pathogens. Eradicative control measure designed to measure the entire pathogen population, for example pesticides, verticals, or complete resistant. And second one is management control measure designed to reduce the pathogen population by destroying a portion of population, for example horizontal or partial resistance, antagonist culture practice, quarantine. Most common measures are direct against inoculant the pathogens and involve exclusions and avoidance, eradications, protection, resistance. A variety of chemicals are available that have been designed to control plant diseases by inhibiting the growth of or by killing the diseases. Causing pathogens, chemical used to control bacteria, bactericides, fungi, fungicides and nematodes, nematicides may be applied to seed. Foliage, flower, fruits or soil. They prevent or reduce infection by utilizing various principles of diseases control. Eradications are designed to kill a pathogen that may be present in the soil, on the seed, or on vegetative propagation organs such as bulbs, combs, and tubers. Protectants place a chemical barrier between the plant and the pathogens. Therapeutic chemicals are applied to combat, and soil treatment are designed to kill soil inhibiting nematodes, fungi and bacteria. The eradication can be accomplished using stream or chemical fungicides. Soil borne nematodes can be killed by applying granule or liquid nematicides. Most soil is treated well before planting, however certain fungicides can be mixed with the soil at planting time. Seeds, bulbs, combs and tubers are frequently treated with chemical to eradicate pathogenic bacteria, fungi and nematodes and to protect the seeds against organisms in the soil, mainly fungi that cause decay and damping of seeds are often treated with synthetic fungicides which are absorbed and provided protections. Protective sprays and dust applied to the foliage and fruit of crops and ornamentals include a wide range of organic chemicals designed to prevent infection. Protectants are not absorbed by the translocated through the plant, thus they protect only those parts of the plant treated before invasions by the pathogens. A second application is often necessary because the chemical may be removed by wind, rains or irrigations or may be broken down by sunlight. New untreated growth also is susceptible to infection. New chemicals are constantly be developed. In the plant disease control, the protection is also involved. The principle of protection involves placing a barrier between the pathogen and the susceptible part of the host to seal the host from the pathogen. This can be accomplished by regulation of the environment, cultural and handling practice, control of insect carrier and applications of chemical pesticides. Protect the plant from any infection that are likely to arrive. Regulation of environment, biological control, chemical control, cultural control. In the regulation of environment, selection of outdoor growing areas where weather is unfavorable for diseases is a method of controlling disease by regulating the environment. Control of viral disease of potato, for example, can be accomplished by growing the seed crop in the northern region where low temperature are unfavorable for the aphid carriers. Another environmental factors that can be brought under control is the storage and in transit environment. A variety of post-harvest diseases of potato, sweet potato, onion, cabbage, apple, pear and other crops are controlled in storage and shipment by keeping humidity and temperature low and the reducing the quantity of ethylene and the other natural gases in storage houses. And in the biological control, the biological control of plant diseases involve the uses of organism other than humans to reduce to prevent infection by pathogens. These organisms are called antagonists. They may occur naturally within the host environment or they may be purposefully applied to those part of the potential host plant where they can act directly or indirectly on the pathogens. Biological control of plant diseases involves the use of organisms other than humans to reduce or prevent infection by a pathogen. These organisms are called antagonists. They may occur naturally within the host environment or they may be purposefully applied to those part of the potential host plant where they can act directly or indirectly on the pathogens. Cultural practice that favor a naturally occurring antagonist and exploit its beneficial action often are effective in reduced diseases. One technique is to incorporate green manure such as alfalfa into the soil. Sep protectophic microorganisms feed on the green manure, depriving potential pathogens of available nitrogen. In biological control, first of all, host resistant controls based on gene resistance mechanism they control. First is Van der Planck described two types of resistance, vertical resistance and horizontal resistance. And second one is resistance has been defined in many other ways since Van der Planck, including system based on epidemiologic effect, number of genes involved, tolerance and induced resistance. And the second is antagonists control using microorganisms that inhibit the growth, development or reproduction of pathogens. And the fourth of the activities, first of all, is four type of activities are involved in the antagonist. And the first is antibiosis. And in the antibiosis, inhibitions of pathogens through antibiotics produced by the antagonist, example streptomycin and penicillin. Antibiotics have been developed to control various plant diseases. Most of these drugs are absorbed by and translocated throughout the plant, providing systematic therapy. Streptomycin is used against a variety of bacterial pathogens. Tetracycline is able to control the growth of certain mycoplasm. And cyclohexamides offer effective control for certain diseases caused by the fungi. And the second one is competition. In the competition, two organisms attempt to utilize the same limiting factors, means the nutrition is available, nutrition is gained in same attempts like a nutrients, oxygen supply not large enough to support both antagonist and pathogens. And third one is amensalism. In the amensalism, antagonists make the environment unsuitable for the pathogens, and it is not comfortable for comfortable for the antagonist. And there is modest pH, temperature and moisture. And fourth one is parasitism and predations. In the parasitism, the organism antagonist directly attack the pathogens, example nematodes, trapping fungi, and it is depend directly to the other organism, and use all the nutrients the other organism. And the chemical control, a variety of chemicals are available that have been designed to control plant diseases by inhibiting the growth of or by killing the diseases causing pathogens. Chemical used to control bacteria, bactericides, fungicides and nematodes by the applied to seeds, foliage, flower, fruit or soil. They prevent or reduce infection by utilizing various principles of disease control. The irritants are designed to kill a pathogens that may be present in the soil or on the seeds or on vegetative propagation organs such as bulbs, combs and tubers. For the chemical control, methods are used spraying, dusting, fumigation. For the chemical control of plant diseases, inorganic materials are the sulfur and copper, and they are the oldest known fungicides. And the organic materials are the that is protective for fungicides. The thyrums are used, and this is used for the seed bulb treatment of vegetable. Thyrum is a tetramethyl thyrum disulfate. And control the diseases, dampening of stem gall and coriander. Other is diclorin is used. Diclorin is a botrin used against botrycist on vegetables and flowers. And azoxystrobin also used against the leaf spots and blights, fruits, roots. And thus the other chemicals are ferbem, and this is ferric dimethyl dithiocarbamate, and that control diseases, fungal diseases of vegetables and fruits. Xeram is also used, and it is zinco dimethyl dithiocarbamate, and disease control the potato. These chemicals are used as a spray. And in the systematic fungicides, we used methyl hexyl, benzomyl, propiconazole, aldicarb also used. And third one, the chemical control is fumigants, highly volatile, small molecular weight compounds with activity against wide variety of pathogens. And streptomycin is protective against a few fruits, pathogens such as blight and cankers. And the other antibiotics is cyclohexamine can be used to control some fungal pathogens of crops, particularly powdery mildews and rust. And the protective spray and dust applied to the foliage and fruits of crops and ornamentals includes a wide range of organic chemicals designed to prevent infections. Issues are also related to chemical disease management. That is, the main concern are the risk of poisoning humans or animals, contaminations of livestock products, harm to beneficial insect, and the contamination of food products, waterways and soil. And the other one is the main risk of to human during the preparation when they can be inhaled. ingested or absorbed through the skin and upon consumption of plants and their products. For example, copper and sulfur spray have the potential to affect the broad range of organisms if they are washed off the leaves and the accumulate in the soil are washed into the waterways. And some advantage also for the chemical controls. Control when pathogens already, we can control the pathogens that already established. And we also cover foliage and inflorescence more effectively. And away from place of applications, the other is more specific inhibitors of biosynthetic process, and that is translocated, hence used at low con. The chemicals are effective of non-systematic, governed by the correct placement of chemical, but not SF, and the chemicals not subject to prone weathering after space as an non-safe. So the variety of chemicals are available that have been designed to control plant diseases. The chemicals are very useful for the diseases resistance. Variety of plants offer an effective, safe and relatively inexpensive method of control for many crops diseases. So that is the all about the chemical control of plant diseases. Thank you.